Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Chaf Beis Tammuz, Tufshin Pei Gimel, July 11th, 2023. And we are, in fact, in the 3 weeks. And, of course, I'm reminding myself that if I will listen to what I'm saying and I'll work on my Mida of Bitachon and I will not exhibit and experience anxiety and trepidation and fear, that will also be a safeguard from Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam. Because, let's face it, many times people, because they're worried, they say things they shouldn't. And that ends up with Lashon Hara. And, of course, the Gemara Yumot Daf Tes says that Sinas Chinam is what did cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash. The Chafetz Chaim elaborates and said it was really Lashon Hara that stems from Sinas Chinam. That's why this is so apropos that we learn about Bitachon. And Hashem should send shalom to Yerushalayim, to the whole Klal Yisrael. We were discussing what I like to call a meaningful tangent and an interruption of regular programming, which is the Chafetz Chaim's Machne Yisrael, the sefer that he wrote for the soldiers on the battlefield. And as thoughts came to my mind to fortify and to enrich that learning and that short sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, I decided that we would review the significance of some numbers. Remember, I mentioned last time how sometimes it is a daunting task. I wonder how I'm going to even learn about Bitachon if I have so many things that deter me from it and that bother me. And then I said, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. If I'm in the thick of the battle, then that's exactly the time that I have to strengthen myself and re-energize with Bitachon. So here goes. And in doing so, as we mentioned last time, I was reminded that there's a need to celebrate our victories, our accomplishments that are always happening, Baruch Hashem. And as we reached Vod number 55 last time, B'li Ayin Hara, we started to review the significance of 52, 53, 54, and 55. We're in the middle of 54 now. And we said I was going to start with a story today. It's about Hashgacha Pratis. And a person might say, what does Hashgacha Pratis have to do with Bitachon? Very simple. If I'm aware of Hashem's divine providence and intervention, and his caring hand that is ever present, I will have Bitachon. I'll be able to forge ahead in Avodas Hashem. And I will tell you a story about Hashgacha Pratis. I'm sure you have so many of them. Baruch Hashem, we all do. Sometimes we say, there are many, many challenges and difficulties. And then suddenly Hashem drops us a line. What he does is that he sends us a message. It's unmistakable that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you, this happened to me one day. It happens, of course, regularly to all of us. But sometimes it's more prominent, it's more pronounced than others. And these are the times of Chizuk, that sometimes, like when we refuel, this is what refuels our bitachon and emunah, our trust in Hashem, when these things occur. So I was walking from Shachris to school for a regular day of teaching, and it was my Hebrew birthday. It was my 54th birthday. Obviously, I will not tell you how many years ago that was. And as I was walking on my 54th birthday down Elbrook Avenue, I said to myself, every single birthday has a significance. I'm not talking about birthday parties. That's a different discussion in Halakha and Hashkafa. And there are segments of Klal Yisrael who make big parties on their birthdays. This has nothing to do with parties. It has to do with celebrating Ruchnius and growth and development. So I said to myself, 54. This is exactly my 54th birthday. What is the number 54? Well, we did it last time. Remember? Nun Dalet. That's nade, that's a wall. I said to myself, 54, that's an auspicious time to go ahead and to reinforce my Avodas Hashem, my Torah, my Avoda, my Chesed, my Nidos, Nun Dalet, Nitzvu Kamod, nade, Noslim, the fluid, the liquid, the doubts, all of that has to solidify. And I have to stand like a solid wall. We learned last time that nade, which is in Oz Yashir, in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Ches has the word Neid. So I said to myself, Nun Dalet, this is a wonderful time for me to re-energize and to strengthen my avodas Hashem and to be firm like a wall, not to be swayed and pushed by worries and by challenges and by difficulties. And then I said to myself, the word neid, that's in Oz Yashir, as we mentioned. And that happens to be a set of psukim that we learn in school. And in our school, we have a four-year cycle of Chumash, Bamidbar and Shemos, and I'm sorry, well, we start with Bereshis. So it's Bereshis, Shemos, Bamidbar, and then Devarim. Vayikra is learned in different ways, different parts of it. So, but the curriculum is Bereshis, Shemos, Bamidbar, and Devarim. I got it right that time. And I said to myself, let's see, there are 182 days of school per year. That's the state of Ohio. And over 4 years, there are 728 school days. All you have to do is multiply 182 times four. So over the 728 school days in a Chumash cycle that we have, which is parts of Bereshis, parts of Shmos, parts of Bamidbar, parts of Devarim, so there are 728 school days. I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, on one of those days, we learn this pasuk that has the word neid in it. I came to school, and of course I prepare ahead, and I have plan books and plans and everything, but I don't always remember what I'm doing exactly that day. So I open my plan book, and it's all prepared, and everything, Baruch Hashem, is solidified and is activated right there. I open up my plan book, and I see, yeah, we're learning Oz Yashir. It's my 54th birthday. And you know what pasuk we were learning that day? It was planned months, really years ahead, because that is the way that it goes with the planning, short-term and long-term planning. But not specifically that it should happen that day. But that was the day we were doing the pasuk, Perek Tesvav, pasuk Ches, in Parshas Bishalach, Nitzvu Kmo Neid Nozlim. I said to myself, this is my 54th birthday, and there are 728 school days. It could have been really any of those that it would come out on, depending on the cycle. And that is the exact day that we're learning the pasuk that inspired me, which is the Nun Dalit, Nitzvu Kmo Neid. The fluids, the liquids of the Yam Suf stood like a solid wall and were firm. And that's what I'm supposed to do. And I said to myself, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you for the inspiration. This is, cannot be an accident that on one out of 728 school days, on the day of my Hebrew birthday, this is the pasuk of Nun Dalet. That is how old I am today, Nun Dalet. Now you might say, that's not a very remarkable story. Maybe you're underwhelmed by the story. Well, I was overwhelmed by it. And these things could happen to every person. And then I said to myself, sometimes we say to ourselves, I wonder, am I really on the right track in life? Am I doing the right thing? It's these unmistakable messages. They're so subtle, but they're so real, that show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. We get these reminders. I'm sure they happen to you. Hashem sends us these messages. That was the Nun Dalet. And then I decided to think, well, wait a minute. Where do we learn that there's something called Hashgacha Pratit? Where do we see there is divine intervention in every detail of our lives? What's the source for Hashgacha Pratit? Can anybody tell me? Because these types of experiences and incidents are all examples of Hashgacha Pratit. So it's pretty simple that it's in the Psukim, in the Tanakh, and the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Let me just read you the Rambam first in the Mor Nevuchim, a little bit Perak Yud Zayin in Chelek Shlishi. Esmoch ba l'mashe yisba'er etzli shehu kavanas Torah Hashem b'sifrei Hanavim. How do I know that Hashem cares? How do I know that Hashem is really involved? He knows. He cares. How do I know? He's intervening. He's supervising. How do I know? The Rambam says it's in the Torah. It's Torah Hashem, and it's in the books of the prophets. It's in the Nevi'im. Hushani Amin Shaha Hashgacha HaElokis, that Hashem's godly supervision, the fact that Hashem's paying attention to us every second, every millisecond, he is paying attention. He's not the Mashgiach that comes in and out. He's nichnas v'yotze, yotze v'nichnas. He's not that type of Mashgiach. He comes, he checks, he goes out, he comes back. No, no, no. He's a Mashgiach Tamidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constantly watching over me. He cares. He knows. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. Omnam hi bezeha olam atachton. It's in this world. Rotz Shalom, meaning to say, mitachas galgal hayoreach. The Rambam qualifies and quantifies and says, it's under the moon, whatever he's trying to tell us, under the celestial bodies on the face of this earth is hashgacha pratis among human beings. It's Hashem's divine intervention, Hashem's concern, kaviyachol. The ishe min ha'adam levad. It's in the personalities of the human species alone. We are privileged as human beings to have hashgacha pratis without getting into differences between Yisrael and Medaber, other nations. But this is the basic rule. Bezeh hamin levado. This is the only type on earth. It's the human beings. Asher kol inyone ishav. All the matters of its personalities, the personalities of the human species, of people. Umashe asigen. And what will occur to them? Mitov o ra. From bad or not? Nimshach achar hadin. It is pulled after and it follows Hashem's judgments. Kamosha Amar ki kol derachav mishpat. All of Hashem's ways are justice. They're all fair, but they're all calculated. They're all predestined. They're decreed. It's not an accident. It is literally not an accident what's going on. If I keep this in mind, then that's also a very comforting, because that means Hashem is paying attention. The Rambam continues. Later on, he says, there are explicit verses, there are psukim, hashkacha b'vnei adam kulam, that there is Hashem's supervision, hashkacha. You know, you go somewhere, you say, is there a hashkacha here? What's the hashkacha? What's the supervision? Well, Hashem's supervision is absolute and unending, incessant. And it's for all people, the Rambam says. And in remembering and being aware of all people's actions. Omar, it said, here's one pasuk, Hayotzer Yachad Libam. Now remember, the famous Gemara explains that when it says Hayotzer, the former, the creator, when it says Yachad Libam, together their hearts, it's as if it says Roeh Yachad Libam. The Gemara says, Beskira Achas. In one glance, Hashem sees everyone's heart. The one who understands all their actions. I was contemplating about this pasuk this week as I was taking a walk, and I said to myself, what does it matter that Hashem understands all the person's actions, and what does it matter that Hashem sees my thoughts? Does that change my life, really? Does it really comfort me? And then I said, it really, really does. Because if he knows exactly what I'm thinking, he also knows that there are things that bother me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fair and merciful. We already talked about this. He's compassionate. So if Hashem is compassionate, that's step one. We've talked about many times. Step two, he also knows that something is causing me to have anxiety. Step three, so then I am comforted by that. And that's a consolation because he's going to take care of me. Because Hashem is kaviyochel, the epitome of sensitivity. If human beings who have a tzelem elokim, who have a chelek elokim imam, we have a portion of Hashem in us, if we're able to be sensitive, that's a glimpse at the divine sensitivity. Hashem cares so much. The Omer Asher Einecha Pekuchos Al Kol Darchei Bnei Ha'adam. The Rambam's quoting Psukim. Your eyes are open, Hashem, on all the ways of people. Laseh Shleish Kidrachav, to give to a person according to his ways. The Od Omer, I'm reading you the Rambam in the Mor Nebuchim. Chelek Shleish Yeperek Yed Zayin. Ki einov al darche ish. Hashem's eyes, kaviyocha. Hashem is paying attention. It's on the ways of a person. What we're doing now is we're delving into some sources for the idea of hashgacha pratis. The chol tzaadav yireh. All of a person's steps, Hashem will see. We're driving somewhere. We're walking somewhere. We're taking a bus, a train, an Uber, whatever it is. We're flying. Hashem sees it all. Yireh, he sees everything. It doesn't look the other way. The Rambam says the Torah mentioned the fact that Hashem supervises and is involved with people. The fact that Hashem remembers, pays attention to, cares about their actions. Omar, he quotes Parshas Kisisa, and on the day that I remember the Averis of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, Ufakarati Alehem Chatasam, as Rashi explains in Parshas Kisisa, I will visit upon them their sin. Now you might say, oh, we're talking about terrible things here, Chas V'Shalom. Now hold on, stop for a second, and let me think. Midas HaRachamim. Remember the Cheda Egel? And you'll notice Rashi says there in Kisisa, what does that mean? That whenever Klal Yisrael is punished, there's a dose of punishment for the Cheder Egel. Oh my goodness, isn't this horrendous? Isn't it terrible? No, it's actually not. It's actually so beautiful. Because Hashem said, this Avera was reprehensible, inexcusable, and unexcusable, and it cannot be overlooked. It can't be brushed under the carpet, and I will give you a payment plan. You can pay it out. So in every generation, there are doses of retribution, so to say, or let's say Hashem is atoning, help us atone for the Cheder Egel. That's also Midas HaRachamim. That's part of Hashgacha Pratis. That means that there are actual doses of punishment from the Cheder Egel, from the golden calf, because that Avera needs to, it's like when you buy a house, how many people pay all of it up front in cash? It's just too much. So Hashem said, I'll give you a payment plan over the generations. That's also Rachamim. It's Hashem's compassion. But the Rambam includes it in his discussion in the Mor Nevuchim, as we just read, of Hashgacha Pratis. And a couple of psukim to look at. A little bit more about Hashgacha Pratis. And in case you're wondering, what are we doing today in this Bitachon Vad? Well, I started talking to you about Neid, about Nun Dalit, and how I had a story of Hashgacha Pratis that inspires me until today. And that was a while ago that it happened. Unmistakable. Divine Providence. Hashgacha Pratis. We look into Tehillim. Perek Lama Gimel. Mishamayim Hibit Hashem. Hashem has looked. He's always looking from the heavens. Ra Eskol B'nei Ha'adam. He has seen every single person. As the Ibn Ezra explains, what does this mean, Mishamayim? Amar ki hu yodea sisrei lev. It's going very deep into our psyche, into our cognition. Hashem knows the secrets, the deepest confidences of a person's heart. It reminds me of a medrash in Koheles. When we learn Koheles, it says, Katsamim Bevetan Hamalea, without getting into what that pasuk means. But the Chazal on that pasuk say there are seven things hidden from people. And if you happen to be in the room with someone else, look at that person, look at each other, and tell somebody what that person is thinking. What is that person thinking? No, you don't know what people are thinking. Hashem hid it intentionally from us. I always ask them in school, in Koheles class, why do you think Hashem hid that from people? Why is that not possible to know? And everybody always says, I think that there would be a little bit of bickering and fighting and discord if everybody knew what the other guy was thinking. People, according to the Medrash and Koheles, other places, don't know what other people are thinking. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam, Yodea Sisrei Lev, as the Ibn Ezra explains this pasuk. He beat, Hashem looks intently, Ra Eskol B'nei Adam, X-ray vision from the divine Hashem, that he sees everything we're thinking. I love the fact that he knows what I'm thinking, because there's nobody else who's allowed to know what I'm thinking. And for that matter, nobody else will really understand me fully. As the Aruch HaTzadikim says, we have relatives, Baruch Hashem. We have loved ones. We have friends. But the bottom line is, Zeh Dodi v'Zeh Re'i. My best friend is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it says in Shir HaShirim. Zeh Dodi v'Zeh Re'i. Because there's nobody who knows the Sisrei Lev except for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The closest relative does not really get it. It's not possible. We can't expect people to get it totally. Yes, there are people who are, he's the Ish Sod, and he's my closest confidant, and my friend, and my loved one. Yes, 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 Baruch Hashem. Many people have that. But there's a limit. Human beings are limited. Hashem is limitless. Baruch Hashem, there is no limit. There's no impediment to Hashem knowing what I'm thinking. Isn't that very comforting? He knows what I'm going through. Nobody else does. Pasuk Yudalad in Tehillim Lamed Gimel. We're looking at three psukim about Hashgacha Pratis now. Mimachon Shifto, from the dwelling place of his sitting, so to say, of his throne, Hishkiach. Hashem has been the Mashkiach. He's always been the one who's looking and supervising. Hishkiach, Rashi explains, he beat. It's Lashon of Habata. If you look in Parshas Chukas, there's Lashon of Re'iyah and Lashon of Habata. There's Histaklus. There's different terms that have to do with looking and gazing and staring. But Habata is a very intent type of looking and gazing. It's a very penetrating one. It's a concentrated one. Hashem is concentrating, kaviyocho, on what we're thinking, what we're doing. That's beautiful. Because this is my friend, Zed Dodi Vezer Rei. This is Hashgacha Pratis. We have another pasuk. One more we'll look at about hashgacha pratis. Tehillim perek lamed gimel pasuk tesvav hayotzer yachad libam. Now, as we already know, the Gemara says, it says hayotzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, who is the creator, the former, who roe yachad libam. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem sees all their hearts together. That means Hashem doesn't have to say, hold on, wait, there's a long line here. I will check out what you're thinking. You're number 9 online. And if you wish, you could just hang up and we'll call you back and you won't lose your place online. That's not happening with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Beskira Achas. He scrutinizes and sees and looks all at once. You don't have to wait online. It's the only place, probably, that you don't have to wait online. Not on the phone, not in the bank, not at the gas station. Hashem is right there. B'chol Kareinu Eilav. We can constantly talk to Hashem. As Rashi explains, Hayotzer Yachad Libam, Leiv Kulam Yachad, the heart of all them together. Hashem serves everybody together. It's a good thing that we see human beings who aren't able to do that. Yodea Kol HaMachshavot, Hashem knows all people's thoughts. Hashem understands all the actions of people. There's no waiting online. You know the famous story about the Rosh Yeshiva? I heard it more than one time. He didn't daven a very long Shemona Esrei. Maybe the other Rebbeim did. It was in my yeshiva that way also. Many of the Rebbeim were very marich. They daven a long Shemona Esrei. And then there was at least one Rebbe of mine who was an esteemed, revered Talmud Chacham, whose Shemona Esrei was longer, shorter than everybody else's. Not longer, that wouldn't have worked well. It was shorter. And somebody once told me, you know, this Rebbe, he davens a shorter Shemona Esrei. It reminds me of a story of a Rosh Yeshiva who didn't daven a very lengthy Shemona Esrei. He said the words with a lot of kavan. He kept it moving because he said when they asked him, this famous Rosh Yeshiva, how come the Rosh Yeshiva doesn't daven such a long Shemona Esrei? I know you might have heard this story, but it bears repetition. He said like this. He said, when I'm davening Shemona Esrei, I am speaking to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is an indescribable privilege. It's a zechus. As the Mesiros Yesharim explained, it's literally Hashem is right there, and I'm conversing with Hashem. That's all magnificent and incredible. But when I finish my Shemona Esrei, and I'm waiting for the chazen to repeat the Shemona Esrei, Chazaras Hashat, because not everybody's finished yet, so chazen waits a little bit. I learn Torah during that time. I silently open up my sefer and learn. And when I'm learning, Hashem is speaking to me. So I would rather have more time that Hashem is speaking to me through the Torah, because that's the divine intellect, which is the Torah. Hashem speaks to us, not just through miracles and little hints, big hints, like I spoke about before with the Nun Dalit, but it's through the Torah. What about that? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation of greatness, through the divine intellect. We learned in Koheles, it says, "Achachma toz achachon me'asar shalisi mashter hoyu bo'ir," that the wisdom of Torah gives credibility, so to say, to Hashem, who's the Chacham, more than the 10 utterances with which the world was created even. You can look at nature, you can look at the magnificence of nature, the beauty of it. But the beauty of Torah is even deeper. It's more elaborate. It's indescribable. That divine intellect shows us HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem speaking to us. This is Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem speaks to us. He speaks to us through miracles. And what about the fact that the miracle of our body that's working and all the things that are functioning, they're all miraculous. And this reminded me of one more idea about Hashgacha Pratis, all having to do with the Nun Dawah that I started with today. If you look in Parshas Vezot HaBracha, Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving brachos to the Shvatim. When he spoke about Yosef, he said, Meirosh Harere Kedem. What is Meirosh? One shot is either the mountaintops or from the beginning. It's a chronological term. That Yosef's land is blessed, Meireshis, from the beginning of ancient mountains. So Rashi mentions in the Dover Acher, oh yeah, Yosef's portion in Eretz Yisrael has ancient mountains. Magid, it teaches. Shekadmar Briyasan, Lashar Harim. That's the creation of those mountains preceded other mountains. Wow, his mountains are older than everybody else's. It's like, my mountains are older than yours. For what? So the Sifta Chachamim mentions, V'hamayla v'shevach bazeh. the advantage, the praise, the benefit of having mountains that are older.
If my land is older, it's been here longer, it was created earlier, then Hashem's divine providence, his attention, his supervision has been on that land more than the rest of the land, than the rest of the Shvatim. This is a Milo of Yosef.
Kivan Shehi Keduma Bebriya, if it was earlier in creation, it's been here longer,
Ashgachas Hashem Yisparach Nami Keduma Aleha,
then the divine providence and supervision has been there. It's also more ancient. It's like these mountains, if they'd write a resume, it would say, what years of experience with Hashgacha Pratis. Oh, that's a long time. There's a mile to being around for a long time. That means that when each day that we live, Baruch Hashem, so then we have another day of Hashgacha Pratis under our belt. That goes on my resume, my spiritual resume. Another day of Hashgacha Pratis. And that actually builds me and elevates me, because another day, another moment, another hour, another week, another month, another year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been taking care of me. And that is actually enhancing my existence. It's elevating the person, which is another reason that people who are older deserve so much respect. Bipnei Seva Takum. We stand up in front of someone 70 years old and older. Seva. Because the Hashgacha Pratis has been here longer. That means one more moment, that's another moment of Hashgacha Pratis. It accumulates, and it actually transforms not just mountains and lands, but of course people. That's the way the Sifta Chacham explains it. So today we talked a lot about the Nun Dalet, because I had that story about Hashgacha Pratis that happened on birthday number 54. Which was the Nun Dalet, and that was the exact day out of 728 days that we learned the Pasuk, and it wasn't planned, obviously, on purpose that way, of Nitzvu Kamo Neiv. What I get out of this is that there's Nozlim, and then there's Neiv. There's liquid, there's jello, there's gravy. My mind and my trust in Hashem could have the consistency of gravy. I could be pushed easily, I could be poured, I could be turned inside out, or I could be a nade, I could be a wall. I could be unmovable. It's something to aspire toward. That's what I'm headed toward. I want to be like a nade. I want to be firm. Zos komo seich dam sol samar, we learned last week in Shir HaShirim. The posture of Klal Yisrael is like the date palm tree. It stands firm and tall, besides for the sweetness of its fruits and so many other milos and qualities of the tamar. But dam sol tamar, we're like that date palm tree. Mirth Hashem, when we gather next week, Bezos Hashem, we're going to talk about the number Nun Hei, which is in honor of last week's Vat, which was number 55. Today was 56, B'li Ayin Hara. Thank you so much for joining us. Emirth Hashem, we'll continue. There should be peace. There should be Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.